Tonight we have a really great program with the heart stream from the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America. So I thought that was very appropriate for a season where we have a new president, a new government administration, and it's a very powerful message that I think we'll all enjoy hearing. Now, our host tonight is the lovely Nancy out on in Montana now, that she and her husband have purchased the Healing Light Retreat property there in Paradise Valley. And she is there now on a regular basis, and we're so grateful that happened. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you, Nancy. So take it away, Nancy.
Okay.
Go.
I gotcha. I was unmuted earlier. So sorry about that. Now I'm here.
Still muted everybody so that we could all
Got
listen.
it. That makes sense. Okay. So, if I may, I just wanted to take a moment to address the fact that I hope that this earlier time, is going to work out for many people, especially on the East Coast, just not as late. We did change the time so that it did not conflict with spirit matters. And I'm not even sure if you know this, Barbara, but it seems, David, now that I'm here in Livingston, I find out things. David actually shifted spirit matters to the third Thursday to not conflict with this class. However, yeah. But anyway, however, I think it's still good that, yeah, I think it's still good that we're a little bit earlier, and even if he kept it the same time, it's nice that well, it's just nice that we can do both and not have it on the same day anyway. So
Exactly.
hopefully that this time will work, that will work really well, because sometimes it may end up being the same day. I'm not sure. So here we are, five mountain, and hopefully everybody will get with the new time. So tonight, like Barbara said, we're going to hear from the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America. They come to teach us how to be Golden Crystal Age initiates now. I happened to be blessed to be there live that Saturday night. It was a Saturday night service this was given, and I was there live, and I will tell you, it was very powerful. One of the most powerful heart streams I've been in recent times. So it was very, very exciting. So I'm really glad that Barbara chose this for us to review. So at the end of this class tonight, which is going to be, it's usually about an hour and 15 minutes. So please, if you can, stay to find out about what's happening in our community, how you can benefit, how you can participate, ask any questions, share any insights and experience you have had. Either during this class or in general that you feel is relevant. And as always, please, we welcome prayer requests for yourself, your family and friends, or simply just stay to join us as we do give some prayers for those that are requested. So now I'd like to read the mission and vision of the Heart Center. And so see if this feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the ascended master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Wonderful. So now, I ask you to join me in your hearts, as I read the following, invocation. And I believe you did receive this with your invitation, yet feel free to just close your eyes and meditate as I say. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. So now we will appropriately be singing together Psalm 101, America the Beautiful. And you should have either received this song either in the mail or email. And as we sing, let's together, to make this very effective and powerful, let's visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes and surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Let's feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. Thank you. Song 101, America the Beautiful. This song is really not coming through.
Not at all.
Keep playing.
Okay.
But you know, they're not hearing it on.
They're not hearing it. Why not?
I don't know.
Okay. Philip said some of you are not hearing it. Sounds good on our end. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back on.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it. It was way, way in the background, and then it was really rocky. It was just impossible. It would be almost better if we said it as a prayer or someone with a good voice sang it.
Yeah, I was going to suggest somebody just sing it a cappella because it was very choppy, like Geraldine said, and then it was pretty much not even there. So.
Not really any better at all.
I'm not sure what's going on here and why you could not hear the song. It was playing just fine here, and we hear it on our recording here. So I'm going to go ahead and just sing it a cappella. You can hear me, right? Yes?
Yes, that sounds
good. Oh, yes,
great.
We can hear you loud and clear.
I'm playing it on my computer right here at my desk. I mean, you should have been able to hear it through the microphone here on my computer. I don't understand why you could not. So,
Well, I don't understand either, but I couldn't. Good idea to sing. Thank you.
I'm concerned about the heartstring now, whether you'll be able to hear that or not. Let me try something.
Well, you could always just read. You could always just read that if it doesn't come through, right?
Right. Well, hold on.
And usually there isn't. When I've listened to things like this before, usually the heartstring is fine, but for whatever reason the music is always really bad quality.
Oh,
So,
that's the thing. Well, you want me to sing it or not? Yes or no?
absolutely, yes. I think Saint Germain would appreciate it.
Absolutely, yes. Okay, well, I'm going to sing it then, and you can sing at home, or you can just listen as you choose. So, okay, I'll just wing it here. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet whose stern impassioned stress a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. Oh, beautiful, for heroes prove in liberating strife, who more than self their country love, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness, and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown the great white brotherhood from sea to shining sea. That's my own little ending there. So thank you very much for bearing with me in my off-key singing. And now, let's see. Oh,
Thank
rest.
you. It was perfect.
Oh, perfect as
It
hard
was
to do.
perfect because it was from your heart.
From thy heart and my croaky voice. I've got to go grab my textbook because I'm going to, Donna was going to do question number one. Who are the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America? And tell a little bit about them. Since she's not here tonight, I'm going to read a little bit from that wonderful source book, The Masters and Their Retreats, which tells about that. Yeah. Oh, here comes Mr. Hill with the book. Thank you. I'm going to grab it.
When was it combined?
November 23rd. Yeah, November 23rd, 2024. The reason I never heard this heart stream before I previewed it for tonight's lesson was that was the day that I was driving the last load of stuff from our old house in Sulphur Springs down here to Lufkin. So I missed that service altogether. So anyway, and here's the what the text in the Masters and the Retreats says about the 14 ascended masters. So, the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America are great beings of light from the god star Sirius, which is the seat of god government in this galaxy. These masters have been appointed by God to direct the course of the United States of America and to assist in the establishment of god government in America. As the spirit of freedom in these 14 ascended masters says, the victory of America is not the victory of a nation. It is the victory of the 12 hierarchies of the sun in the 12 tribes of Israel who have come forth from every nation to dip into the flame, who shall return to every nation to ignite the flame, and who shall be unto all people the carriers of the fires of freedom. So, let's see. They tell a little bit about there was an ancient civilization long ago, like 50,000 years ago, and St. Germain's Great Golden Age, 50,000 years ago. And when that nation declined, the people of that ancient civilization have re-embodied in America. As a nation, they are destined to rise once again to recognize the real self within and to reestablish a great spiritual culture under the tutelage and leadership of Saint Germain. These same 14 ascended masters are here again as the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America, and they offer their assistance if we only invoke it. Do not treat us as though we were from distant stars and relatives who come now and then to visit. We are here. We will help you in answer to your call. So that's a very powerful thing, is to not think of them as far away, as distant relatives, but they are here and present with us now. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and begin the heart stream. Philip, are you going to play it or do you want me to play it?
You play it.
Okay. All right. Bear with me. Okay. Like I said, this is from November 23rd. Be Golden Crystal Age Initiates Now.
We are the 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America, and we come this evening to be with you, precious hearts, who invest a great light within the center of America, within her chakras, her people, for the victory of many virtues. For the
Can everybody hear it okay? Can you hear the heart stream okay?
Yes, I can hear it very well. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Sorry to interrupt. Now I'll go back just a tad and we'll start again. Sorry to interrupt.
For the virtues are with us. Freedom, justice, liberty, opportunity, truth, honor, integrity, love, brother, sisterhood, justice. All wisdom and charity. And blessed ones, we come, bestowing graces upon humanity, those within this nation who stand for these virtues and more, those who would be with us, arbiters of the destiny of America and its fulfillment, and its joy, and its elan. For, dearest ones, it is time for a great shift to occur in the minds and hearts of Americans throughout the world. Those of the I Am race who understand what is at stake in this hour, to anchor this light and to be a focal point for every virtue of God, those angelic presences that overshine those who are attentive to the inner voice of God within them, to what is being outplayed through every heart, through every soul embodied here. Yes, dearest ones, you have seen many changes in your lives. You have seen the effects of your prayers, as well as all those situations that have arisen that you have yet to fully deal with spiritually. And you look for leadership to know exactly what may be called upon in any given service, event, or opportunity. And so we come this night, investing this energy, this love, this radiance unto each and every one of you. And we will focalize during these next few months before January 20th, all that we can to ensure that the right hearts, the right souls, the right leaders come into positions within this administration that are optimal for the greatest changes of good for America and the world. Some have said, make America great again. And another, make America healthy again.
Yes, as most of you know, the Make America Great Again is the slogan of President Trump's campaign when he was running for office. And Make America Healthy Again, MAHA, was the slogan from RFK Jr., who desires to improve our healthcare system in the United States. I watched part of his confirmation hearings this afternoon, or I should say grilling by different Congress members, and he held his own very graciously, and I was happy to say he has a lot of good ideas that I think will help this nation and our people. Now we'll continue with the heartstring.
We say make America stupendously awesome through divine love manifest in the hearts of each and every soul, each and every citizen of light. And when you feel that awesome energy of the Holy Spirit welling up within you and inspiring you to be who you truly are as an initiate of light, then there is outplayed within your world, within the very present moments of all that you do each day to invest light through your lives lived to the glory of God. And that energy comes to serve, to set life free in many domains. Yes, dearest ones, each of you is here to set many free to pursue their God identity through the prayers, meditations, and practices that you engage in. More importantly, though, the energy that you wield and carry within your auric field, your causal body, on behalf of the universal Great White Brotherhood, to fulfill that destiny of both yourself and America, the I Am race, throughout this earth. Now, many who have ascended from these shores, this nation, also join us in an alchemy tonight. And this alchemy is the restoration of the original blueprint that your founders established within the founding documents, especially the Constitution. For you see, of late, that sacred document has been sullied in the minds of many. Some have said, well, it was written by old white men over 2.5 centuries ago. It is no longer essential to what we perceive as the destiny of this land. And we see the injustices here and there, and we say, no, they did not have the full understanding of what would occur, and therefore changes must be made. We understand their mindset, yet blessed hearts. Have you seen anywhere else within the last 500 years such a sacred alchemical vehicle by which a nation and her people could live in accord with cosmic law, righteousness, and living in the golden rule in order that there be peace, opportunity, freedom for each one to pursue who they truly are as a God-created being? Well, we have not. And though there have been golden age civilizations long, long ago, it is the most recent part of your history that we are concerned with moving forward into the future within the eternal now.
And now I will answer question number two on our list today. What values were America founded upon? Was America founded on? And it answers it very plainly, the master speaking, are the documents, our founding documents, most notably the four sacred freedoms that are enshrined in the Declaration of Independence: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and freedom to assemble. These were the four basic freedoms that all our founding fathers were able to agree upon, even though they did not agree with each other on many other topics. And most of them were religious men, but not all. And they belonged to different churches or none at all. But they all agreed on those four sacred freedoms. So we're very fortunate that they were able to codify those, and those still are the watchwords for this nation and why people continuously seek to come here, and it is for those four sacred freedoms. Now I will continue with the heart stream.
And so we project missiles of light, divine energies of spirit, into every avenue of expression within this nation and her people, so that everyone will have the vision of what can be and what will be if all set their hearts aright with God first, and then pursue a righteous life lived in integrity, in truth, and in honor. Blessed hearts, it is time for both the great awakening and the great enlightenment and the great reckoning now manifesting, so that many will turn 180 degrees from their mindsets to understand the matrices of good and evil and the opportunities set before each one to stand on the right side of truth, justice, and the American way.
And now Nancy will answer question number three. What is the Great Awakening? Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, you can hear me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I prepared some. It shouldn't take too long, but I first wanted to jot down, like, okay, what's my own personal idea of what the Great Awakening is? So what I wrote down was, from my heart, just when the soul is awakened to God within them, to their higher self, and then follows the higher self in their daily life, and when truth is known within one's heart and mind. And then I did some searching on the Heart Center website and to see what some of the masters have said in reference to the Great Awakening. And In case you don't know, you can go to the website and do a search of the Master's teachings, and you can put in a phrase or a word, and then it'll search any heart streams that refer to that word. And not always, but often, that word or phrase is highlighted within the heart stream. So that was kind of neat. I didn't even realize, or I forgot that that happened. So regarding truth, when truth is known within one's heart and mind during this great awakening, the Elohim of February 2022 said the truth that shall have set them free is also the truth that brings them full liberty and freedom. And when all are living and vibrating in this awakened state, then the golden crystal age of Aquarius can manifest the great self, and there's great self-realization and enlightenment. Then I also found Beloved Manjushri through David Christopher Lewis, September of 2008, said, quote, the great awakening is occurring in every nation through many conscious ones who are applying the divine principles of being within their lives at new and higher levels of presence. And communities of the spirit must be formed heart by heart in order to bring about the great connections with divine heart friends, even at the spirit's level, whereby the cosmic grid, as the antakarana of the universal Great White Brotherhood, may be fired through the meditations, prayers, devotions, songs, and work of the light bearers in all nations. So something else that was interesting, I thought I would share, you know, I just kind of did a general search about the Great Awakening, thinking I was just going to find a nice little concise definition. Yet instead, I found some history. So there's been great awakenings throughout history. So just briefly, I hope it's okay, I'm taking the time to explain this, but the Great Awakening was a religious revival that impacted the English colonies in America during the 1730s and 1740s. The movement came at a time when passion for religion had grown stale. Christian leaders often traveled from town to town preaching about the gospel, emphasizing salvation from sins and promoting enthusiasm for Christianity, and the result was a renewed dedication toward religion. Many historians believe the Great Awakening had a lasting impact on various Christian denominations and American culture at large. So, of course, we're constantly evolving, and, you know, there's awakenings in many different cycles. Went on to say the Great Awakening brought various philosophies, ideas, and doctrines to the forefront of Christian faith. Some of the major themes included that all people are born sinners. Well, of course, now we know that's not true, that the Masters have taught us that we're sons and daughters of God. But a few other bullet points are interesting. All people can be saved if they confess their sins to God, seek forgiveness, and accept God's grace. All people can have a direct and emotional connection with God. That one's awesome. And religion shouldn't be formal and institutionalized, but rather casual and personal. So that personal awakening within really is the key, that self-realization where you're one with your higher self. Ordinary people were encouraged to make a personal connection with God instead of relying on a minister. So on and so forth. And then this was interesting. Many historians claim that the Great Awakening back then influenced the Revolutionary War by encouraging the notions of nationalism and individual rights. So it's just kind of interesting. And I would like to end with a couple of other quotes from the Masters. A beloved Archangel, so pretty recently, they said, precious heart, the service such as you have engaged in tonight, that was a pretty fiery service, multiply thousands of times around the world, can literally transform the face of this planet within 1 year, such that you would see a great upswelling of light to the point where the Great Awakening would accelerate, and many, many, many more would be saved and come into your ranks to assist you in this great work. Okay, and I would like to conclude with an invocation and a blessing for all of us. As I invoke Beloved Saint Germain's words, From September 3rd, 2023. And now, beloved, in the name I am that I am, I invoke you, beloved, Saint Germain, to place your aura around ours and to infuse with ours as I repeat your words and through me to bless each and every one of us on this call and all who will listen to the replay and all of our heart friends and brothers and sisters on the path of light towards this great awakening. As your Saint Germain, I stand in the vital living presence of the Lord God and emanate the frequency of the seventh age now unto each of you through every cell of your being. As you feel this uplift, as you sense a new spiritual quickening within you, this alchemy affords you opportunity with my beloved Portia to enter a new phase of glory, a new station in life, a new manifestation of the harmony, beauty, and grace of your own God presence, of your own I Am God presence, stirring with the angelic beings of light, the ascended masters and cosmic beings to take part in this planetary transformation that is essential to resolve all conflict and to supernalize God's grace everywhere. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Amen.
Pass it back to you, Barbara.
That was tremendous, Nancy. Thank you so very much. As many of you know, I have for a number of years portrayed our own beloved Goddess of Liberty and wear a costume to that effect. And Mr. Phil dresses up as Saint Germain, as
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam, thank you. Just had a bubble in my brain at the moment, but the destiny of this nation has been dear to our hearts for a long time, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to broadcast this information again and take this lesson in again. So we will continue now with the heart stream.
And so each soul is now called by these ascended masters in our midst, called to a higher life, lived in righteousness and justice, a higher mindset based on the exigencies of the hour, the needs of the poor, and the huddled masses yearning to breathe free that are upon these shores, and desire simply to be valued, appreciated, loved, and cherished. Yes, we see every soul as a spark of light of God, and we see each one part of a great mandala, a great culture of light that America represents at that great city on the hill that George Washington and others foresaw as the destined matrix of perfection for this new Atlantis. Come again. Yes, blessed hearts. Each and every one of you is essential to the fulfillment of the destiny of America. And whether you were born here or not, you are here now. Most of you listening this night, and those who are not, you too I call to pursue on behalf of your nations and continents the light of freedom, justice, and the I Am Race way of truth and divine love. For you can take the strands of freedom, the rays of light, and that which we emanate and utilize them in your own countries for the victory of souls that you are destined to contact, serve, and liberate. Yes, it is also the great liberation manifesting. What does this mean? It means that the media and its lies will be no more, and that souls will be liberated to know the truth, for that truth shall set them free when they accept it and ingest it and assimilate it. Yet many would not know the truth, for they desire the ways of the flesh. They desire the ways of the ignoble ones and the brothers and sisters of the shadow worlds. And even these we see as opportune for redemption and for cosmic change to manifest in their lives. Imagine a world free of evil. Imagine a world replete with light, with so many teeming energies of the spirit, where God walks with man and man walks with God, where souls can live in accord with their original blueprint, in accord with what God vouchsafed to them in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, the land of purity and perfection. While all of this may be restored to the world, and yet America is pivotal in this alchemy of cosmic transmutation, cosmic liberation, and the transformation that manifests as the literal resurrection and even ascension of an entire people and life wave. If you can envision it, if you can perceive it in your mind's eye, if you can hold it as a pure vision of light, and then with great God power manifesting through your conscious will, project that perfect image into the etheric plane, and then see it spiraling and manifesting in the mental, emotional, and physical. Then you will see the necessary changes that we have envisioned for eons, thousands and thousands of years, precious hearts. For though some of us have embodied within America, yet there are many more coming who will embody of the seventh root race, who will carry our vision forward for many, many cycles, generations upon generations of the seventh root race embodying. There must, though, be in place that opportunity for souls to understand the initiatic path that you present in a beautiful, mindful, and gracious way, both through your website, through local groups and their outreach, through mindful meditations, through visualizations that are absolutely awesome in their ability to magnetize hearts to the ways of light of the ascended masters and the hosts of the Lord throughout this planet.
And now, question number 4, what is the seventh root race and where will they embody? And our beloved Maria Ramirez is going to answer this question. Go ahead, Maria. Time for you to unmute, Maria. We can't hear you yet, Maria.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that. Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the question number four is, what is the seven root race and where is it will embodied? Where is it embodied? According to Google information, which I had to search in there, the seven root race is a concept, and a concept by definition is an abstract idea, a general notion. In the Theosophical Society, Madame Blavatsky gave a meaning of a root race as a concept that derives stages of human evolution. A root race. The Earth have had several root races in the past. Root races are associated with mythical continents like Lemuria and Atlantis. And as now, we are awaiting the seven root race to come. Each root race is believed to have a developed higher level of consciousness and physical abilities than the previous one. So this new race, the seven root race, will be very, very special people, very special children. They are scheduled to embody in different countries of the Earth. Google offers a lot of information on root races you may want to explore. And that's what I found in my search for the seven root races. And they're going to be embodying throughout the planet, as it said in our don't mind my doggy, he likes to bark. So anyway,
well, I'll go ahead and read what it says in
I got it. Okay. For some of us have embodied within America, yet there are many more coming who will embody of the seven root race, who will carry our vision forward for many, many, many generations upon generations of the seven root race embodying. They must be taught to be in place that opportunity for souls to understand the initiated path you present in a beautiful, mindful, and gracious way. So this is what I got from here. So, but we have, I think before we have been told that they will embody in South America, in Russia, in China, just about everywhere. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows a little bit more, they're sure, you know, I appreciate what you have to say about that.
Well, particularly in South America, is what we've been told for quite some time, and that each root race has a sponsoring master or manu that is kind of in charge of that root race. And the manu for the seventh root race is the great divine director. So,
yes,
and South America and China, particularly those countries, those areas of the world are where a great many of the seventh root race will be in embodying and are already beginning to embody. So it doesn't happen all in one fell swoop. You know, this is a gradual process, and they will be coming in more and more and faster as we move forward into the Aquarian age. So I think that's enough of that for now, and we'll continue on with the heartstring. Thank you very much, Maria.
You're welcome.
You have made great strides, dearest ones, and the 20 years that you have invested in giving birth to both this movement and this community of light have yielded great fruits, and these fruits will expand. These fruits will be divided as the loaves and fishes were by beloved Jesus to feed 5,000 and more Yes. Subsets of the seventh root race throughout the nations. And there will be, we see, a great upsurge, a great swelling of your ranks within two generations to the point where you will see cosmic changes manifesting and a whole new world being born right before your eyes because of the power that is descending from on high as the high initiates facilitate it through their vast and cosmic causal bodies of light. Many of you by that time will be ascended, offering the magnanimity of your hearts and your spiritual energies to this holy cause. Yet some must remain here and there to teach, to share the ways of light, to be an exemplar of the truth of these wisdom teachings now being given to the world. And so, when the karmic board calls you to do this or that, respond, blessed hearts. When Elmoria steps forward, touches you on the shoulder and says, it is time to be up and doing rather than meditating. And go here, go there to bring forth light unto one whom we are calling unto you. Then, dearest ones, would you respond? Would you obey the great master of the first ray? We say yes, we hope that you would. And when Saint Germain comes with great fire in his heart, broadcasting the light of cosmic freedom, and he calls you also to ascend within your light bodies to go here or there around the globe and anchor light, will you be responsive? Will you be awake? Will you be the one who pulls your finger in the dike to prevent planetary cataclysm of one sort or another here or there among the nations?
I like to interject a little thing that my Methodist minister grandfather used to say. He says, many are called, but few are chosen. He said, the ones that are chosen are the ones that answer the call. So we are answering the call.
Yes, blessed ones, it is to the responsive ones that we speak. It is to the noble ones that we depend upon to bring our message of light to a planet and her people. It begins here and it expands in many domains throughout the nations, especially through your broadcast centers. And I say to those of you who have said that you would broadcast and yet are not doing it, why, oh, why have you forsaken the first cause, the love of God in the grace that can be yours when you are that focal point for the release of light unto a particular evolution or a place upon this planet, whether in America or throughout the world? If you have the means, if you have the tools, if you have the broadcast equipment, then use it. Some, even in their 70s, like Gloria Rojas, are there day after day speaking the words of wisdom and truth of your decrees. If she, a 75-year-old lady of light, can do it, could a 20, a 30, a 40, a 50-year-old do it, dearest ones? Do you think that she is any better than you in terms of her abilities, her technical prowess? No, she is simply a willing heart making it happen because of her love for God. Well, I say to those of you who feel, oh, Master, I do not have the training. I do not have the mind. I do not have the capability. Woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me. Imagine saying this to God when God has called you to be a nexus for the release of great light. And for those of you who have shuddered when we have come with this great fire, I say it is time for you to stand up and deliver the goods rather than sitting upon your beds, wallowing in self-pity here and there about this or that, even your health. Well, dearest ones, look at the heroes and heroines who have served with integrity, with power in their auras to cause cosmic change upon this planet. Do you think that we, of the ascended masters and hosts of the Lord, could utilize them if they had not stood for truth, honor, and justice? No! They were the ones who we depended upon, and they carved out this pathway for freedom for America and the entire planetary body. So where will you stand at the end of your life before the karmic board? Will they say unto you, oh, great and gracious servant, well done! You have served with the full complement of your will to the highest heights of what you could through surrender, sacrifice, selflessness, and service. We deliver you now to the sun to bathe and the great rays of perfection, and you will ascend to cosmic heights within the ascended master realms because of that great sacrifice, because of your givingness and your tremendous love for America and the world. But those of you who had the tools, the resources, and the opportunity, who have not been disciplined enough to say, oh, Lord, I will serve, we speak to you this night and say, it is time for you to get up and act, move, be the truth, the deliverer like Moses. While even he had a stutter, and others have too, yet they spoke the words of God, the wisdom, into the teeth of Pharaoh and the dark spirits. And God then utilized him for a great work on behalf of the Jewish people. Now we say, who will join us in this great work of the Spirit? Who will sacrifice day after day to give more than you thought possible? Because you are called to be an arbiter of this great destiny of America and her people. Who will plead with God to let go of your ego fully? Let go of your past. Let go of your own sense of limitation and lack of ability. And who will wield that cape of ability of Lanello and say, I stand with Lanello, that jolly good fellow, and I will move mountains of pride of my own, past misgivings of this or that, which I know that I have failed again and again. And yet, because God has called me, I now will assail the forces of darkness to the fire in my belly and my heart. And I will give to the utmost all that has been vouchsafed unto me in my soul for this holy cause of light. For time is short. The energies are at hand now. The opportunities are presented. And now it is my time to fulfill my destiny within the greater destiny of America and the world. You see, blessed ones, it is those who have the fire and the virya that we do depend upon, and even if the messenger be inept, let him or her join the forces of light, the cosmic legions who now descend into the atmosphere as this fire has been released this night already, even though you have not even spoken one word. For we are that word, and you are that word, and the word comes this day. The Logos descends into the atmosphere of Earth, and the word moves through you, blazes through you, charges through you, animates all that is good, beautiful, pure, and divine, so that you can be those voices of reason for this nation and all nations. You can be those exemplars of truth, honor, integrity, and justice. When you live in the integrity of your I Am presence, you are fulfilling the destiny of America. Day by day, hour by hour, we declare it, we aver it, we see it. And those who have realized it through sacrificial giving are the ones who we enjoin to our ranks for many victorious cycles and opportunities in the future. We have sent this messenger to 40 countries in this life, anchoring light. You think that it was always fun for him? Dearest ones, throughout these treks, do you think that there were burdens that he carried in his heart? Yet, being called, he obeyed, and all of you have been the beneficiaries of his great sacrifice. While there are many among you who could be just as great in delivering the word that he has, if you would simply cast away that dweller finally and say, Lord, I am here, I am ready, I am willing. Use me as your instrument. Speak through me. Charge your light through me. Dwell within me 24/7. Use my chakras day and night, whenever you choose, to save a soul here or there. Give your rosaries, give your prayers, give your dynamic decrees, whatever. Yet be that light, be that starfire energy of a golden crystal age initiate, now incarnate in matter for this great cause of light. Well, I have spoken on behalf of the 14 ascended masters. I am Justice, Lady Justice, your own Portia. And dearest ones, for those of you who love me, who say you love me, I say to you, be just in every decision. Be just in all that you do. Live a life of integrity. And through that justice that you wield, not in a forlorn way as a woe is me disciple, but the power and the integrity of a righteous son of God fulfilling his destiny for God, then you will see that the all power of heaven descends upon you and miracles will begin to occur in your life. And then you will give continuous glory unto God for how God uses you as that holy instrument of joy and love. Lest I wear out my welcome, I would leave you with these words, dearest ones, tonight. The joy of the Lord burns within the hearts of those who have sacrificed and given their very lives for the holy cause of freedom. Those who have laid down their lives, either physically or spiritually, are among our ranks already in the heaven world as members of the Great White Brotherhood, ascended or unascended. If you choose to be one of these, then hear my words and act in accord with what you perceive as essential for you to live by. For in this, dearest ones, you will have eternal happiness. For the joy of the Lord upon you will bring you everything that you require. And ultimately, that happiness comes from the sense of peace when you have given your all and said, oh Lord, thank you for my life. I give it all unto you, even as you have given all unto me. We are one, O my Lord. I love you with all of my being. Thank you for living, moving, and having your being within my spirit always. Dearest ones, thank you for listening and abiding in this spirit of truth.
So there we are at the end of the message. most intense and fiery and powerful from our own beloved Portia, who is the twin flame of beloved Saint Germain. They are the Chohans of the seventh ray of our violet flame. So pouring that violet flame energy into each one of our hearts and into this nation to inspire us and to move us forward on the path of life. We are most grateful. We are truly grateful. And now I will tell about a few of the things that are coming up in the Heart Center. The very next item on the Heart Center calendar that you should know about is our February Cascading Vigil. We have a 24-hour prayer vigil every month, starting on the first Saturday of the month and going through 24 hours, starting at 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Saturday. It'll be February 1st, going through to 6 p.m. Mountain Time on February 2nd, this particular month. So you can tune in anytime. They're usually in segments of 2 hours, and it'll just be tag teaming throughout the night around the world. We have people in many different countries. We have people in Norway, in Sweden, in Australia, in South Africa, in Chile, in Argentina, in other places around the world besides here in the United States. And you can just turn on your smartphone or your computer, your laptop, whatever you have, and tune in to the Heart Center website, www.heartcenter.org, anytime during that 24-hour period, and tune in to the prayers. And you can listen or participate if you desire, or just let it run continuously. So that's a great way to saturate your home and your area with light. The next event we have coming up is an event in at the Temple of Clarity in Vista, California, February 14th through 16th, our Valentine's Day event. It's entitled Fulfilling Love's Dream for a Harmonious World. And you can attend this event online should you care to do so. Again, you have to register for this by going to the Heart Center website and signing up through the bookstore there for this event if you want to attend online. The Heart Center also will have a booth at the LA Expo February 7th through 10th in Southern California. It's booth 306 for those several days. And several Heart Friends will be manning that booth. And we can, as most of you know, there have been terrible fires in the Los Angeles area, and they can use all the light they can get. So just pray for the success of that expo and for people to come to booth 306 to hear the words of the Ascended Masters. Then on February 23rd, we will have part two of Lori Bennett's Meru class, Taking the Higher Path. She had part one last Sunday, which was fabulous. She gave so much information, I could hardly take notes. But she is going to continue this teaching Sunday, February 23rd, starting at 1 p.m. Mountain Time to 2:30. You do have to go sign up for that as well. You can do that on the Heart Center website. And then our next Heart Share class will be on Thursday, February 26th. So we invite you to access any or all of these events and listen to any of our regular morning broadcasts throughout the week. We have a broadcast 7 days a week, every day of the week. And tomorrow morning, my husband and I will be broadcasting our first morning service from our new home. We just moved here very recently, and we've got all our broadcast equipment set up and tested now. And tomorrow morning, we will be having our very first Friday morning service. We'll be broadcasting 2 Fridays a month as a general rule, and we're also going to be broadcasting the final segment of the 24-hour Castigating Vigil on Sunday evening. So that's what's going on in the Heart Center.
Keep in mind, the Heart Share class starts at 6 p.m. now, and we will definitely be broadcasting the first Friday of every month. So that's been coordinated with the Alice, and she has approved it where we will broadcast the first Friday of every month. And if the month has 5 Fridays, we'll also cover the last Friday of that month. So that's the way it stands right now.
And we'll be pinch hitting, I'm sure, if they need additional broadcasters when we're able to do so. So that's all for the announcements. And now we get to